Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Now, rather confusingly, just as there are two June Browns, there are also two Mary Coughlins. The Deputy Irish Prime Minister, don't fancy her job, and one of the finest jazz singers around, whose 1985 album, Tired and Emotional, was much praised. I thought it was great, and I was a bit starstruck when I did a string arrangement for a track on her album, Uncertain Pleasures. Nothing uncertain about the pleasure it gave me. Mary Coughlin is now a national treasure, an unfortunate metaphor perhaps considering the state of the Irish economy, but her stock continues to rise, and we thought it prudent to seek her Inheritance Tracks.
The track I inherited is I'd Rather Go Blind. I heard Christine Perfect and Chicka Chack singing it when I was about 13, and that's the version that stayed with me. I had just split up from my boyfriend, who I thought was the love of my life.
Something told me it was over. When I saw you and her talking,
lived in Galway, so I walked out to Salt Hill and I went into the amusement arcade, and they had a jukebox there, and I was trying to find a suitable song, and I remember thinking there was an Isley Brothers song that I wanted to play, but they didn't have it. So I saw this one, I'd Rather Go Blind, so I decided to put that one on, and I just started to cry and cry and cry.
I would rather go blind, boy. Than to see you walk away from me.
I had a little summer job at the time. I was allowed to work for the summer holidays. And I went out there every evening and I played the track I'd Rather Go Blind. And I used all my 5 pence pieces. I don't know. It was awful. It was wonderful and awful. It just spoke to me. Maybe the way she sang it was the emotion, you know, as well as the words that just, like, tore my heart apart. When I was 13, I had serious problems, you know. A couple of years after that, I was locked up in a loony bin, you know. I had tried to kill myself. I had been badly sexually abused from before I was age 7, and I didn't have the language to describe it, you know. But music has brought me back to a terrible sadness in my life, but it has also helped me to transform the sadness and share that transformation with other people.
Than to see you walk away from me.
This song was actually what did it for me. I got the transistor and put it in under my pillow at night just to hear music, because we didn't have a lot of music on radio in Ireland when I was growing up. Music saved my soul. I tried to order the song through the only record shop in Galway at the time, and they couldn't get it in. And at the end of the summer holidays, I went to the arcade, and the arcade closed down for the winter, and they gave me the single from the jukebox. 13, it was a pretty rough time. Yeah, it was my first heartbreak.
Baby, 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 I would rather go blind.
The track I have passed on is the track Hearts, which is a translation of a Jacques Brel song, Le Coeur. I was pregnant and I was singing that song, doing live gigs, and I was doing it in the studio, and my daughter Claire was born just after I finished the album. It coincided with the worst bout of drinking that I've ever had, which started when she was about 6 weeks old and went on until she was almost 2, which is when I went into a treatment centre and got sober. I was hospitalised 32 times during that 2 years for alcohol poisoning. My poor husband, Frank, would play that song for her, walking her up and down the floor every night when I wasn't there to be her ma.
There are those with hearts so open, one walks in without a knock.
It's a song about hearts and how they break and how you can't get into them and how you can get into them because some people leave the door wide open.
There are those with hearts so tender.
There are those with hearts so tender you can break them with one touch. There are those with hearts so open one walks in without. It's just, don't mess with people's hearts, really.
They can never live like us. And in
I translated the song from French to English and I found it difficult to do so because my French was bad. But we sent it to Mrs. Brell, Jacques Brel's wife, because she was in charge of his estate. And she said, it's not quite correct, but I love it, so you can do it.
Love me.
Claire said to me recently that she felt that it was maybe because of the hard start that we both had as mother and daughter, and her particularly as my daughter, that made her the person that she is today. She's a wonderful girl.
There are those with hearts so moving, always worn out on their sleeves.
And moments like that is why I know that I will never drink again or take any substances that would remove me from the reality of being a mother and a grandmother now and just a person in the world with the deepest regard for human life these days. Claire loves the song and everybody loves the song still, even though it reminded us of such a really bad time, you know.
And in those eyes I see so many different needs. In those eyes I see a burning plea, love me.
I think the thing I have given them and the thing that they have noticed is the absolute way that you can change your situation. I don't think they believed it was ever going to happen. That's the thing I would like to leave. There's always hope, you know.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.